Welcome back to Check It In, Check It Out, a radio show all about the library. My name is Mia, and I work at the Rodney Library, which is the westernmost library branch in Elgin County. I'm honored to be with you all today, and I hope you enjoy the show.
Oh, I'm going down to the library, picking out a book, check it in, check it out. Gonna say hi to the dictionary, picking out a book, check it in, check it out.
It's a beautiful day here in Rodney. The sun is shining, the birds are chirping, and there's a warm breeze blowing through the trees overhead. Blessings big and small are all around these days. Today, I'm going to read you a book about everyday blessings, the small joys that exist all around us, whether it's spring or fall, day or night, whoever you might be, and wherever you might find yourself. Here we go. This is the day the Lord has made. A butterfly floats through the sun in the shade, while dragonflies flit past the flowers and trees, and grasshoppers hop in the soft morning breeze. And the bees, busy bees, are buzzing today, as ladybugs call them to come out and play. Just look at the sunrise that's painted the sky, and look at the songbirds all starting to fly. The world is awake. It's a wonderful place. Alive with God's power and glad with His grace. Out in the yard, just waiting today, are all kinds of things that want us to play. The gifts of the Lord are found everywhere, and all that I see is just like a prayer. So much of creation is happy and good, even the rocks would sing if they could. It's in praise of the Lord that trees grow so tall, that grass grows so green, and the flowers all call, "Look at us, look at us, God dressed us up too, like great sweeping rainbows and skies wrapped in blue, like water and sunshine and summer days too, and you, beautiful, beautiful you." And later today, what shall we do? I know, let's go to the zoo. We can buy a balloon and meet a baboon. We can look at the animals all afternoon. See that bear over there? He's just trying to snooze despite all the noise from the young kangaroos. The slippery otters are swimming along. The playful coyotes are howling a song. I love zebras and lions and elephants too. Pandas and penguins and owls that call hoo. Peacocks and panthers, a great mountain sheep, and that grumpy old bear who's trying to sleep. Down at the zoo, they're all on parade, the wonderful creatures the good Lord has made. My belly sounds like that bear when it growls. It's time for supper. My tummy now howls. So let's stop at the market for something to eat. God always provides us with wonderful treats. At supper time, I take my chair and bow my head and say a prayer to thank the Lord for all this food, for carrots cooked and apples stewed, for milk and juice and bread and cheese, for even Brussels sprouts and peas. It tastes so good. I eat and then I thank the Lord for food again. And with my belly full, I start to yawn. The light outside is almost gone. Up in the trees, high in the leaves, I hear God's love in the sound of the breeze. The wind is whispering stories tonight, and far above the moon shines bright. So I say my prayers and climb into bed, then snuggle up close while my books are read. The comforting night feels calm and deep, calling me down to a dreamy sleep. Calling me down to a dreamy sleep. Calling me down to dream and sleep. And that's the end of the story, my friends. One thing I love about this book is how it opens my eyes to the little blessings in my life and encourages me to be grateful to God for everything I have and do, even things as simple as eating a meal or falling asleep. This story inspired me to think about the specific blessings in my everyday life, and it made me wonder what the people around me are grateful for in their lives. So, I decided to ask some of my library friends for their input. Here is what they had to say.
Hi, my name is Zenya, and I'm grateful for my friend Hannah and Violet.
Hi, my name is Hannah, and I'm grateful for my friend Zenya and Violet.
Hey, I'm Ollie. I'm grateful for my mom.
Hi, I'm Miss Michelle. I'm grateful for a lot of things, but if I had to choose one, I would say I'm grateful for the ability and the variety of ways you can enjoy a book, whether it be paperback, in braille, an audiobook, or even just a picture book. That's what I'm thankful for.
Isn't that inspiring? There's so much to be grateful for. Thank you, friends, for sharing. And as for me, I'm grateful for all of these library friends that I get to see every week, and for all of you who are listening, wherever you are. My job in the library is well and truly a blessing. Thank you for tuning in, and I hope you all have a blessed and beautiful day. Thank you for listening to Check It In, Check It Out. You can find all of the Check It In, Check It Out episodes on the Radio Debrigue website. This show would not be possible without the support of the Elgin County Library and the Mennonite Community Services of Aylmer, Ontario. Tune in next week, Monday and Wednesday at 5 p.m. for our next episode.
Guten Tag and welcome to Check It In, Check It Out, a radio program for Kenya by the Elgin County Library. Ich hoop ihr habt das Programm geglaubt. Ich bin Mary Ham und ich schaffe bei der Aylmer Library. We have a library in Straffordville, Springfield, and Port Burwell, and you can crack day what you want for. They sind alle new up. The opening stunden sind on the library deren to sein. You can phone, nenn dot phone number as 519-631-1560, extension 109, wann you noch mehr information fehlt. Bitte kommt nan und seid wat wir han in unser libraries zum Junt und Juna Familie mit halten.
Out the door we danced and sang, the whole library rang. Oh, I'm going down to the library, picking out a book, check it in, check it out. Gonna say hi to the dictionary, picking out a book, check it in, check it out. I'm going down to the library.